Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Your Health Reset. Today, we are tackling the very weird topic of coffee enemas. This is a highly requested episode from our students and our audience, and I totally understand why. So many of our students and the people who come through our practice end up using coffee enemas regularly as an important tool on their healing journey. And it can be really weird to explain this to your friends and your loved ones. Perhaps you become a coffee enema evangelist and you don't mind getting weird, or you might want to share this episode with folks to help explain why you're doing what you're doing and how to explore the tool for yourself. So there's a few really interesting benefits to coffee enemas that are often overlooked or misunderstood, and we're going to unpack those today and also how you can get started. And just a few of the things that people tend to get wrong about coffee enemas as well. They're really interesting as a tool because obviously it's a little strange to stick coffee up your butt. I know that for me as a giant wuss and someone who's a little on the stingy side in my own self-care, it's just how I tend naturally. The thought of taking the time to brew a batch of coffee to stick up the wrong end was not exactly appealing. And when I realized that Michael was doing that as a tool for his own health in our house and not telling me, I was pretty weirded out. I thought that was very strange. And then luckily for me, he convinced me to try it out. And I said, okay, fine, I'll do it for 2 weeks and then I'll be done forever. And that was many years ago. And I still do them on a regular basis. So why is that? Why is it such a good use of our time? Why do we see benefits using these, not just in the moment, but also cumulatively? Coffee enemas have a few different interesting properties. They are highly anti-inflammatory, so they can reduce an inflammation response in the body, whether that's a headache due to lack of drainage. They can support the intestines to move. Obviously, if you're a little on the constipated side, you can get some much needed relief as well with that mechanical clean out. And they really help to stimulate the liver. And as they do, they actually stimulate the liver to create a major increase in glutathione production by several 100% actually for the next several hours. So after a coffee enema. So with just a few minutes of your time, you can experience some really important relief from symptoms that may be really keeping you from being in the present moment and also keeping you from being in the healing state. So that's one of the other benefits to coffee enemas is they actually do stimulate the vagus nerve, which means you're getting some lovely support to drop into the parasympathetic dominant state. And that's when the body can rest, digest, heal, and yes, detox. So many people do use them as a tool to get through some much needed help in the bathroom to make sure that you can actually go and get through some scary constipation. But it's really secondary to the other benefits of coffee enemas. So let's talk about how this all got started. Supposedly, as the story goes, that people were doing coffee enemas as the result of a nurse in World War II in a surgery in combat used coffee for an enema for a patient when water was not available. And the doctor who had operated on him, the surgeon, noticed that he recovered much faster than others and started inquiring what had happened and started popularizing the idea. Who knows if that story is true? I've yet to substantiate it. I love the story. I think it's great. But what we know for sure is that Dr. Gerson, a German doctor who created the Gerson method, a natural way to combat cancer, was really the one to popularize coffee enemas as part of his movement and a foundational part of his protocol. He's the guy who brought juicing to the States, and he encouraged coffee enemas not just on a regular basis, but actually multiple times a day. And the Gerson therapy method is still alive and well, and you can research that on your own if you're drawn to it. We think of coffee enemas as an important adjunct to today's needs for somebody who is recovering from chronic symptoms. So it's a great way to speed up healing and essentially make your supplements work harder than they would have otherwise. I always tell folks that if you're willing to do coffee enemas on a regular basis, meaning weekly or maybe a little bit more often, your body was going to need less time to heal, and it's going to need less pills over time to do that healing work. So there's a really powerful support in this. And yes, I was thinking about which stories to tell about coffee enemas today for this episode. And there are so many from our practice and from our groups. It's actually really funny. We have one woman who treats coffee enemas at one end of the spectrum. She's the one who's, okay, this is a very sacred time for me. I'm going to burn incense. I'm going to listen to meditations as I do this. This is my sacred time to meditate. She's at one end of the spectrum. We actually have many people over there. They've got different rituals to make this their sacred time in the bathroom, just their own me time. Listening to classical music, bringing crystals into the bathroom, setting intentions, pulling tarot cards. I'm not kidding. This is how people use this time. And then there's people all the way at the other end of the spectrum that are using this time to zone out and to just withdraw from the busy of the day. They're watching comedians on YouTube. They're trying to keep their brain busy as they grow comfort with this strange tool of, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to stick some warm coffee at my butt. Then I'm going to try to hold it. And then I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to try not to make a mess. So anywhere in between is just fine. You can also add on other therapies. You can do abdominal self-massage while you're doing coffee enemas or while you're releasing on the toilet. You can bring in, we have one family that brings in their infrared panels while they're laying there holding the coffee enema so they can do a back-to-back treatment, so to speak, and do double duty with that 15 minutes. And yeah, there's many ways to make use of this time. People tap during this process. They release old emotions. It's very interesting how people make use of it. And really, you can make it your own. I do want to mention that there's an initial process as you're exploring coffee enemas and how to fold them into your week, where you just want to get used to taking something in on that end, so to speak. So you're not going to initially hold these for 15 minutes. And this is one of the mistakes that people make. They hear a friend talk about it and how amazing it is. They finally get convinced. And then they prepare the coffee. They prepare the coffee the wrong way. They get into the bathroom. They don't think about the logistics. They spray the coffee everywhere. Then they try to hold it in their body and they get a little uncomfortable. They don't know that they're allowed to release whenever they want to. So let's talk about how to work your way into this and how this can work for you. Let's start with beginner steps. Really, what we're doing with any coffee enema is increasing drainage support. And drainage is super, super important. You already have drainage systems in the body, right? You are inherently a receiving and a releasing being. You receive in, whether it's light through the skin, light through the eyes, water, food, you're a receiving being, frequency from the earth, or unfortunately frequency from your routers, depending. You're always receiving and you're taking information into your field and you're also releasing. So you have normal metabolic waste that must be let go. And you also take in particles into your body that your body never evolved with and never intended to be exposed to. So that's industrial chemicals through air pollution, water, food that's been polluted in the packaging that food is placed in. This is tough stuff for your body to deal with. Heavy metals that you inherited from mom or that have contaminated your food or your water supply. You don't have to live a strange life today. By default, you're getting exposed to things that your body isn't really in a position to easily let go. So it makes sense that your body's drainage systems, your body's ability to release would be taxed. And that's where the need for active detox support comes in, because you have a body burden that is stacking up. And that's what so many of our episodes are about, highlighting in quickly in a digestible way for you, different forms of these toxic exposures that can create a body burden that really changes your internal experience of yourself and really inhibits your ability to meet life. To meet life the way you want to, as resilient as you want to be, as generous as you want to be, as creative as you can be, as playful, as loving. It's so hard to do when you're getting continually poisoned, even if it is at a low level, at a silent level that we've all normalized, right? So one of the things that we can do is just have some additional drainage support on board. We can do that through lymphatic support, lymphatic self-massage. That's great. Gentle movement every day. Doesn't have to be crazy CrossFit triathlon stuff. In fact, to support drainage, you would just do gentle movement. And you always want to support drainage from the bottom up because, yeah, drainage is about release. So that means you got to make sure that your colon has the ability to empty out, that your intestines can move with ease, that your liver can deal with the backlog of stuff, and that it can let go. And then you can check and make sure that your lymph can move with ease and flow. Because the lymph is really like the drains of the circulatory system. If you think about it, your blood is delivering information, nutrients, vitamins, yay, to the body. And then the lymph has to be the fluid that actually flushes everything out and releases metabolic waste, pathogens, leftover stuff that collects in the tissues. And then, of course, that's got to get cleaned out by the liver, pass through the intestines, and out through the colon. Some toxins do go out through the kidneys, thanks to the liver's making those decisions. What's water soluble? What's fat soluble? What's better to go out through the bowels versus the kidneys? But the kidneys are not nearly as resilient of a detox organ as your bowels are. So your liver's preference is to send everything out that it can through your bile. I talk a lot about bile. That's probably how I became known as the liver lady, because it's so fascinating to me how the liver, gallbladder, and the bile as this liquid detergent function in the body. And it really can set you free to understand this information. And coffee enemas are so good at supporting your drainage funnel from the bottom up. Yes, I know there's a lot of puns that are inherent in coffee enemas. It's ridiculous. I've heard them all. You cannot shock me. We talk about poop for a living, guys. We see all sorts of crazy things show up in the toilet. I'm so inured. I was at a conference this weekend and people were texting me as they were meeting me. Oh, you're the liver lady. I did your liver flush course. Can I show you what I got out? It's very funny. So all this is to say, coffee enemas are great support from the bottom up, and they really help empower the liver and the gallbladder to let go of that old bile. So there's an important piece to this, right? You're going to get used to the process, and you also want to make sure that you're choosing the right coffee to help aid you in this process. Let's talk about materials first before we talk about the process of your first few coffee enemas. You always want to start with a high quality coffee. So at a basic level, you want that to be organic. It doesn't make sense to do a detox therapy with something that's toxic. That's ridiculous, right? So let's go for organic. Let's go for mycotoxin-free, which means it's been tested for mold and they are storing it and producing it with best practices to avoid any mold contamination. This is really important because if you're sensitive, if you're somebody that struggles with chronic symptoms, chances are you have a sensitivity to mold somewhere in the mix of that. And you don't want to be adding to your body burden. And coffee is very prone to mold, and the coffee supply chain highly contaminated with mold by default. So be very careful when choosing your coffees. I like Cafe Mam the most because they have a green therapy roast they actually created for the Gerson community to help with supporting people who wanted to avoid medical treatments to resolve their cancer. So I have a special place in my heart for them and for their therapeutic roast. The lighter the roast, the more palmitic acid crystals you're going to have intact. That's really important because we really want to put those palmitic acid crystals in coffee to work in your coffee enema. So let's proceed from here. You've got Cafe Mam, or maybe you have Purity Coffee or Life Boost Coffee. These are great, well-known mycotoxin-free brands. Danger Coffee is a little on the dark roast side, but that's also mycotoxin-free, as is Bulletproof. So there's a few options for you. You'll always be able to find something. Now let's talk about enema buckets. And yes, there is a bucket involved in this. You can also use enema bags. There's beakers. There's all sorts of things. We're talking about hot liquid in the bathroom. I would rather use something that's a little sturdy that I can't personally break. And if I bang it around, nothing bad is going to happen. So I like to use a stainless steel bucket with a flat bottom so that I can set it down, put the body temperature liquid in, and go to it throughout the house, go to the bathroom, set it on the counter, hang it from a towel hook, whatever is right for you. So we start with stainless steel because it's inert. You're going to put hot liquid in there. It's body temperature. So of course you don't want to use something like a plastic that's going to mobilize toxins out of that material. Stainless steel is great. We like Aussie Health, but there's a lot of different brands on the market that can do that for you. Then you want to make sure that your tube is correct. Your bucket should come with a silicone tube, And that's great for bringing hot liquid through it, and it's easy to clean. That's probably your best bet. I like using the most delicate tip. It's going to be way smaller in diameter than the tip of your pinky. And when you think about it, the stuff that's coming out of your rectum is way bigger than that every day. So you can absolutely handle something that small. It's actually narrower than a pencil eraser. So you're going to do fine. You want to have a little bit of organic olive oil or a little bit of organic coconut oil on hand to lubricate the tube so it's easy to insert. And there you go. Those are your materials. Now let's talk about how to prepare your coffee. You want to do that if you're going to do a few of these coffee enemas a week by the batch so that you're being nice and efficient. And if you follow us on Instagram and you DM the team and you ask very nicely, they'll give you a PDF of the recipe and how we prepare it. They're happy to do that. You can also make a single enema concentrate and do that through French press. You can use a French press to make a single serving if you're only doing this once in a while, or you're the only person in the house doing it. If you're any kind of natural health evangelist like the rest of our audience, you'll not be the only one in your house doing it for very long. So those are two ways to prepare the coffee. We want to make sure that you are not using coffee filter papers. And why is that so important? Because those will actually take out the palmitic acid crystals from your coffee enema concentrate, and then you'll lose out on some of the major benefits of doing a coffee enema. This is super important. You want to use cheesecloth or a metal strainer that has a similar weave to cheesecloth. And again, the instructions for this are all in that PDF that you can get from the team at our Instagram account, Detox Rejuvenation. So let's move on to doing your first coffee enema. So this is going to be nice and quick, guys. You can practice with water, by the way, and that might be the best way to get started. If you just use some nice, warm, distilled water, you always want to use filtered distilled water, nice and clean, so that you're not asking the body to absorb something that's full of toxins. That's not going to be so fun for you. Just practice with water. That's body temperature. No big deal. Let something in, let something out. The best way to do a coffee enema, in my opinion, is to do it in the bathroom. You want to be close to the toilet, right? And that makes sense. And as you're getting used to the apparatus, it's ideal to be in a room that is small with surfaces that are easy to clean. I think I have screwed this up every way possible, so I speak from experience. One great way to do this is to start in the bathtub and to hang the coffee enema bucket from the shower head. If you have a little shower caddy with one of those hooks at the bottom for one of your loofah thingies, that's a great height to hold your coffee enema bucket. You can also just put it at the countertop height. It means that the liquid will enter your body more slowly, and that may be a great thing for you as you get used to the sensation. So if you're practicing with your coffee, first of all, remember you want to be laying on your right side. Now, why is that important? Because you're going to take in coffee into your rectum, and you're actually going to use a series of shortcuts that are in the form of veins right from the colon lining into the liver itself. So this is a part of your hepatic portal vein system. And this is actually the inferior mesenteric vein. And that has vein openings into the colon lining itself, all along the descending colon and all the way up. So what's great about this is you basically have a shortcut to talking to your liver. And you have the ability to receive supplements and support to your liver from this direction in a way that simply doesn't work the same from the top down. Anything you're giving your liver that you are from orally that you are taking as a supplement or a tincture has to make it through stomach acid first, which is going to alter it quite a bit. But you can take a lot of liver support rectally via a coffee enema and support the liver in a whole new way. But those are advanced tips and we're getting ahead of ourselves. So in the beginning, you're just going to practice taking in the coffee, remembering to clip it when you're done. It should not hurt to insert this, by the way. You should have that lubricated tip. It should be inserted nice and easy. If it's uncomfortable, that means you have the angle wrong. Stuff comes out of here every day, guys. It should not be uncomfortable. So just experiment while you're laying on your right side. Reach around until you feel the right angle for that to be gently and easily inserted. Then unclip the hose so that you can gently let the coffee enema in. You don't want air bubbles in your tube. It's basically like taking in gas bubbles, and that can be a little uncomfortable. And then you'll hold it as long as it's comfortable. Your body's probably going to give you an urge to let go, pretty early on. And that's just fine because you're finally empowering your body to let go of stuff that it has wanted to for a while. So that's probably what your first few enemas are going to look like. You may want to start out with the water enemas, as we discussed, move to coffee enemas, and you can start with a really low solution. If you're worried that you're not a good detoxer or that you react easily, you may start out with a very diluted solution of the coffee itself. A standard coffee enema solution would be 32 ounces of distilled water with the equivalent coffee brew of 3 tablespoons of ground organic coffee. And it may take you a while to work up to that. It may even take you a few months. That's okay. This is not a race. Or you may be strong enough to start at a standard dose and you're off to the races, whatever's just right for you. You may even start out with just a third of a teaspoon or half a teaspoon's worth of coffee grounds in your enema solution. And you can always start with less liquid. That's what I did in the beginning. I was pretty sensitive. I was very ill when I started out with coffee enemas. So I know that if I can do this, you can do it. And I used to do 2 coffee enemas back to back because I was working a pretty intensive Lyme and mold recovery program. And I was working it like it was my job. So you're definitely not alone if you're at that end of the spectrum. And then over time, you're going to work up to 3 minutes of being able to hold the coffee before releasing. 6 minutes, 9 minutes. Every 3 minutes is a win because that's how long it takes to have your liver process pretty much all of your blood in your body. So that's how we count in terms of every 3 minute increments. And then you may work up all the way up to 15 minutes. Beyond 15 minutes, you really don't, we see, have a major clinical benefit to holding longer than that. So hold for up to 15 minutes and release, hopefully over the toilet. You got that part, right? We're doing this over a toilet. When you let go, you got to stand up and make your way to something that is flushable. So you may not see interesting material in the toilet, or you might. Some of those things might include coffee itself, of course, that makes sense. Liver flukes, parasites, but you typically need to be working a protocol that would invite those things and empower your body to push them out. That's actually one of the major benefits of coffee enemas and why so many of our students rely on them when they're in the thick of the deep healing process, because they're so good for supporting release of deep liver stagnation, especially if you're working on letting go of gallstones out of the gallbladder or the liver. And they're also really good at supporting the body to relieve yourself of large worms. So that can be, sure, mucus, biofilm, candida strands, mold strands. Those are commonly seen in the toilet with coffee enemas if you're working the right detox protocol. But you can also see all kinds of strange worms, including ropeworm, strongyloides, pinworm, hookworm, all sorts of helminths and fun things. So this is just an amazing adjunct to what you're already doing to work on your health. And again, it's dollar for dollar, minute for minute, one of the most effective ways that you can support your body while working a complex protocol. I invite you to explore. If you're doing coffee enemas, you always want to be supporting yourself with healthy hydration and remineralizing, right? With nice bioavailable trace minerals, because this is going to kick off a detox process. This is going to use up some of your minerals that you have on hand in the body. So there you have it. That is your coffee enema episode that you can share with all your loved ones and say, see, this is why I'm doing it. This is how you do it. It's not as bad as you think. It helps with so many things, releasing trapped material out of your colon, increasing energy, lowering inflammation. At one point I got many of my relatives and loved ones onto this in the beginning in my early evangelist days, and they knew when you had a hangover, think coffee enema. When you have a headache, think coffee enema. When you have a backache, think coffee enema. When your tummy is upset, think coffee enema, because it's so good for supporting the body to returning to a state of flow. And that's really what health actually looks like, a state of flow. Your body wants to be able to easily receive and easily let go. Good luck. Let us know how you're doing. Send us all the creepy pictures in our DMs. We can handle it. And we are wishing you so much joy and so much health on your coffee enema journey.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.